Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, and welcome to Driven to Success webinar series, Speak to Success. And welcome to Tracy Herbert. Good afternoon, Tracy.
Hello, Janice. How are you doing?
I am wonderful. You know, every single week going forward, we will introduce new authors who are looking to improve their method of speaking. You've been speaking now for a long time, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
Well, that said,
speaking.
And yes, I understand. Professionally speaking.
Yes, professionally, I've spoken about 30 years.
Yes, yes. Well, you know, and you've got a best-selling book out now, and that's one reason we have you on the show today. Tell us about your book, Tracy.
My book is called Diabetes, Tragedy to Triumph. And it starts off talking about my life history and my story, how I, at 17 years old, I was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes and was not giving any hope of any chance of living. They told me I'd be dead in 20 years. I'd have horrible complications. And that was almost 40 years ago. And what I've done is I've researched things that have helped me live my life to the fullest. And using those tools, I wrote a book. And it's just been, I'm just amazed at how this book has taken off, because the doctors who have read it have all said the same thing. It's exactly what we tell our patients, but you make it in a fun, entertaining, educational way instead of just hammering it down somebody's throat.
Yes, and, you know, although you've been speaking now for between 30 and 40 years, you also understand the value of speaking to grow your market, your brand. And that's why you began associating with the North Texas Christian Speakers Association. And through that, we mentor you. We all need mentoring. We all need coaching. No matter how long we've done anything, we always need to improve our game.
You were so right. And that's exactly why I signed up. Because, yes, I have been speaking for so long. As a 17-year-old child, even, they had me speaking at different conferences. But I was just talking about things that I had known over the years. And, yes, as I've progressed on and I've grown my business exponentially, what's happened, though, is now I realize I need to get it out to a bigger audience. Not just the people who contact me and say, okay, we need you to speak, but I want to spread my message to the entire world, not just the certain areas of the country.
Mm-hmm. And few things promote a speaker, professional speaker, like speaking well. You are also a member of Toastmasters, and so am I.
Yes, Toastmasters has changed my life. I joined Toastmasters about 12 years ago, and I was so afraid to walk in that door because I just didn't know what to expect, and that helped me tremendously.
Mm-hmm. So whether you're preparing for a speech, a sales presentation, on a major account, a radio show or interview, or just asking for a raise, the following webinar, ladies and gentlemen, are guidelines designed to help you feel more comfortable delivering your message. I look at this almost as if I were an attorney making a case, making the case to my audience as to why they need to listen to me. Have you thought about that? Have you thought?
Yes, I have.
What you speak? Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, you're so right. Even in an interview, if you're not a professional speaker, just being able to speak and having to know how to say the right words, when to say the words, and thinking before you speak is critical. So I was just going to say, right on, amen to that.
Well, you know, presentations can inspire change. They can introduce a new concept or help people review or just make them think differently about a different message. So let's look at that. Presentation can do what? Inspire? Make people change. They can cause a change in this world. They can introduce a new concept or just make them think differently. And as speakers, that's what we did. We introduce new concepts. We make a case for our point of view. So we think before we speak. And there are several steps we'll talk about today. So there are actually four speeches. Have you thought about that?
No, I haven't.
The first speech, well, here we go.
Good.
The first speech is where you prepare your speech, the content. We'll talk about that. That's the one that you sit down and you think about it. I want to say this. I want to say that. I want to get this point across. That's number one. The second speech is where you deliver it. You make your delivery, your sales pitch, so to speak. The third speech is the one the audience hears. Did you make your point? And the fourth speech is what? What you think about in your head afterwards. And Tracy, you and I talked about this in November. Because you were in review on your last speech then. In
yes.
your head. And you said to me, mm-hmm. what did you say to you? What did you say to me?
That was awful.
Enter your
my speech was awful.
You said
that's
that.
What I said.
But we didn't know that.
Did.
Yeah, we didn't know that. No one knew, but you reviewed it in your head. So there are actually four speeches. The one you think about in your head, you envision yourself making a speech. The second one is when you prepare it. The second one is when you deliver it. You're standing there in front of the audience, and you're giving it your best shot. You're knocking the ball out of the park. The third one is what the audience hears. Now, keep in mind, this is one speech we're talking about, but we have to dissect it. We have to autopsy it. And the final one is what you recall after your speech is complete. And if you have not thought about speaking in those terms, you need to. So every time that you do these speeches, remember, you conduct these speeches, there are four of them. The trick is what? It's one trick. Do you know what that is?
To me, it's being prepared.
Prepared, okay.
That's
for me,
I
it's
think.
Being happy.
And, oh, okay. I guess for me, it's
excited.
Being happy. And that's going to be my next thought is, if you're prepared, then you're excited, you're passionate, you're happy.
Mm-hmm. Well, you said something to me the day of your speech, and we're just dissecting it. And this is a webinar, and you're not the only one who's said, oh, I didn't do a good job. It happens to me all the time. On the radio, it happens to me in the audience. But keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, that no one knows what you're thinking of when you're about to speak. You might end up with a topic about ABC, but your topic was still something totally different because you read your audience, and we'll talk about that also in this series. You learn to read the audience, and Tracy, you and I talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So. Remember,
you have to have good eye contact when you're speaking to even if it's a large group of people. You have to have a good eye contact
mm-hmm.
to see what they're thinking, because that's That's how you change. I change all the time when I speak. I change in mid-sentence sometimes based on body language, based on eyes.
You know, I was listening to a comedian on TV the other night, and he does stand-up. And, of course, he has a TV show. And his comment was this. He prefers a live audience because why? He then connects with the audience. You cannot connect on TV. And something to think about. But we're doing these webinars and podcasts. You will never hear me do a podcast alone. You'll never hear me mouth off about an idea I have just by myself. I need feedback. And some people just love to hear themselves talk. And they've got a bullet point outline, okay? And they're great at that. I'm not. I need feedback. And that resonated with me when this particular comedian said he prefers feedback. As a matter of fact, he says he needs that. And again, that totally resonated with me when I'm doing these podcasts or webinars. So, think before you speak. What is your most, what is your wish list for speaking? What do you hope for? What do you envision? Is it 50 people, 500 people, 1,000 people, an arena of people? For me, 50 people is great. Ask me why.
Why is that?
Because I can okay, why is that? Good question. Because, not really. Yeah, because it's my perfect audience because I can connect with each one individually. I can walk out in the audience and touch each one. I meet them before they come in the doors or when they come in the doors. And after the speech, I can talk with them after. That's why it's perfect for me. I could care less about 500 people. So think about your perfect audience. That's mine. That may not be yours. We're discussing with the audience. What's your perfect audience? Who is your audience? Who is your perfect market? For me,
well,
it's
for
women.
For me, it's women. And I was going to say, but for me, it's also in people who have an ear and want to hear, not those that are just sitting there closed-minded and thinking, well, forget it. Do you see what I'm saying?
I agree. And that's why the warm market is so important to me and to you as well, because like-minded people attract other like-minded people. So think about that as your audience. And who wants to be in an audience or speaking to an audience, as you said, Tracy, and they could care less about what you're saying? Think about the age demographic. Who is your perfect age demographic? For me, it's women who are my age, or maybe a few years younger, or older. Nationality doesn't matter. We're all women.
Right.
We all, I mean, really, when you get right down to it, we all fight the same fight of being who we are, being magnificently unique. Also, think about the time you have. If your event planner tells you you've got 20 minutes or 10-minute Q&A, that's what you have. And some people will abide by that, and some people won't. And the ones that do not, for me, I don't invite them back. It's a courtesy issue for me.
Mm-hmm.
Be courteous. I've had speakers that didn't speak because of time management issues with some with another speaker. And not being, as you say, Tracy, prepared.
Right.
And
so typically, if you're prepared, then you don't have to worry about going over or going low,
right.
Going short either.
Well, the other side of that is you've seen me travel. No matter where I go, I take everything because something may break down. You may have something that just didn't work that day. And if you've got your own tools, your own equipment as a speaker, then you are prepared and you're overly prepared. I know you were prepared out of the box with the last event we did.
Mm-hmm.
But I would recommend to any speaker, bring your laptop, bring your AV equipment, and just have it in the car. Because you never know if you'll need it or not.
Mm-hmm.
And that time management is huge. Let's get back to the purpose. What is your why? Why should I give up 20 minutes of my day? Go ahead, to listen to you, Tracy.
Well,
that's my question.
I was going to say, because number one, for me, my why is I've got an important message, life-changing,
mm-hmm.
life-saving message. So for me, it's easy. But also on the other side, you speaking or somebody else speaking, when I'm listening in an audience, I want to hear something that's going to transform my life. I don't want to just hear
mm-hmm.
A, B, C, D, E. I want to hear transforming stories because that's what we all need to hear and that's what we all gravitate towards.
I totally agree. What are some examples, Tracy, of what have the testimonies you've heard regarding your speaking?
Oh, I've heard and I've seen in the audience people crying. Throughout my speeches, I see people cheering. I see people laughing. At the end, I've had people come up and say they've never heard a more compelling story. I've heard people
uh-huh.
say that you go from a character to another character, and they don't typically see that in speeches. And then singing, people don't typically see a non-singer sing, and I am a non-singer, but it brings a point across. So, but mm-hmm. my goal is always to inform, educate, and entertain. Because you have to bring entertainment in it in order for your message to get across, even something as very serious as what I talk about. And that's what I love to hear from people is I never have heard anybody say, well, that was boring or I didn't learn anything
uh-huh.
because I'm always educating, but I'm also entertaining and informing and giving simple strategies. And most of the time when I speak, it's a moving. It's people get up and they stand up and we do different things. Because it's critical
mm-hmm.
to keep people engaged, especially when I've given keynotes for 45 minutes, an hour long. You have to have them standing up and sitting down because if not, you're going to lose interest real quick. But even
right.
a 20-minute speech,
right, right.
a 5-minute speech, if you don't transition, change your voice inflection, pause, speed up, high, low, that kind of stuff, you're not going to be a successful speaker. At least that's what I've heard because the people that have talked to me after my speeches, that's
mm-hmm.
what they say constantly is, wow, I like that. I've never heard that
mm-hmm.
before. Even
uh-huh.
even doctors
uh-huh.
who heard me speak, who doctors are obviously people we go to when we have diabetes, have even said, I've learned something. Or what a unique story. What a unique way to tell your message.
Mm-hmm. And we do. We are uniquely magnificent. And I love those two words together because each one of us has a story to tell. And we need to devise a plan, an action plan, of how to get that message across. And retention, not just get it across one time, but to retain it over and over again, and also to keep it fresh. And you'll see even politicians have canned speeches.
Mm-hmm.
They have no way of, they do, you know that. And they have
yes.
no way of freshening up their message. We learned that in this last election.
Mm-hmm.
But what can we do to keep that fresh attitude, that fresh message? And I submit to you today that that is telling stories, a different story, a uniquely different story to make your point. And that's how we achieve retention and comprehension. You retain the audience and they'll understand what you're saying. They'll comprehend when you make your point because you made a case. Finally, and we're almost done, what should occur for any speaker as a result of this presentation? What is your takeaway? And I tell my speakers there need to be at least three. My takeaway today from listening to you for 30 minutes. And more importantly, how can I use this today, not tomorrow, today, to change my life? If it's a new concept, why should I care? You should care because it makes people think differently. Their mind changes, their mindset changes. I call it a millionaire mindset. It's not about money. It's more about how they think. We've talked about this, Tracy, haven't we?
Mm-hmm. Yes, we have.
So what should occur? These are things that every speaker should think about every time they make a presentation. Dissect that presentation and ask these questions. We'll be right back. I'm going to take a break. We're back with Tracy Herbert. And Tracy, your new book is?
Diabetes, Tragedy to Triumph.
I love it. I love it. And you have spoken at Harvard.
Yes. Last summer, in July, it was an amazing opportunity, an amazing moment in my life. I just have to say, that was the keynote highlight of anything I've ever done in my life.
Well, I congratulate you for that because there's not many people who can say that from the small business arena.
You know,
and your book is available where?
On Amazon.com. And
okay,
it's in
awesome,
Kindle version.
Awesome.
It's available in all different venues.
And Tracy, you are also announcing a new membership platform.
Yes, I am. It's called the Diabetes Breakthrough Program. And what it is, I've coached people for years on one-on-one and then also group coaching program. But this is something that's going to be, we're going to release it out in December. And what's going to happen is it's a way for anybody that could afford any kind. It's just simple things that they can learn, they can do. We have group coaching programs at the same time, call-ins. I'm constantly answering emails. And it's just a way for people to come in and learn everything they need to know about diabetes, watch some great videos on ways that they can improve their chances of diabetes and prevent diabetes and reverse it and control it if they have it. Just all spectrum of things that they're going to be able to do. And again, in a fun, entertaining, and informative way. Just like I speak, mm-hmm. these are going to be the exact same thing.
Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know if the audience is aware of the stats on diabetes. Could you share that for us, please, today?
Yes, what's scary is what 29 million Americans have diabetes.
Hold on a second. Sorry, go ahead.
Okay. 29 million Americans have diabetes. But what's more scary than that is 1 in 3 Americans have diabetes and don't even know it. So 1 in 3 Americans have it and don't know it. And by the year 2030, it's probably going to be 1 out of 2 people, the way we're going in this trend with the way we are eating and the way we're not moving and so forth. It is a scary statistic. Uh-huh. And diabetes is a difficult and such a costly disease to control. Oh, my goodness.
Well, I am sure if that audience wants to contact, what is your contact information about your new website?
My website is www.tracyherbert.com, and it will send you a link over to, you can follow a hyperlink to Diabetes Breakthrough Program, all sorts of valuable tips, valuable resources. I'm all over social media with tips every day, and that's Tracy Herbert Coaching. And with Tracy, it's T-R-A-C-Y, and then Herbert is H-E-R-B-E-R-T.
Is there a phone number or no?
Yes, 817-915-6311. 817-915-6311.
817-915-6311. We've been talking with Tracy Herbert of Diabetes. Your book again is Diabetes?
Tragedy to Triumph.
Tragedy to Triumph. Just TracyHerbert.com and you can find all the information there. We're going to recap this segment right now and just give you some bullet points to think about with regard to your speaking career for 2017. Think before you speak. Number one, who is your audience? Number two, how much time do you have? Number three, what is your purpose, your why? Number four, could anything improve my retention and my comprehension? The next one is, what should occur as a result of my presentation? And finally, what are the best ways to connect? Remember, checkpoint, a good presentation has a persuasive opening, a killer closing, and in the middle, you find body supported by powerful stories, facts, exercises, and quotes. This has been Janice Montgomery Albuquerque-Strausser and Tracy Herbert on The Factor of P. Think before you speak, becoming a professional speaker. Speak to success. Take a good look at what we're doing. We'll be back next week. And we'll see you at the top, and happy Thanksgiving. Bye now.